loves. It's Ruthie. Surprise. It's day 8 and I am seeing you on the other side. And I decided, I just happened to look and I got 800 followers by day 8. So I am treating you a few of the things that got voted on but didn't quite win. I'm going to record just for kicks and giggles, and a special thank you for all your support and your votes and just being the most awesome listeners in all of Reddit. And so I'm going to kick things off with an AMA. And let's get going. How do I feel about visible neck hickeys? You know, occasionally they're okay. They're okay. I'm into biting, scratching, marking, all these things. I prefer them to be hidden, though, like my special little secret. But, you know, it's okay every now and then if people can see them, you know. However, if we're talking like 7 or 8 hickeys, like all over, it kind of gets a little trashy. If I'm honest, that's just how I feel. But, I mean, if you have fun and it's great, you know, yeah, I mean, it does look a little trashy, but I'll be honest, I probably still would be a little jealous. So, that's my opinion. Do I prefer carpet, wood, or tile flooring? I prefer carpet and I love to sit and lay on carpet. I don't know why, I've just always been that way. Even now as an adult, when there's a bunch of people around, even kids, you know, most families are like, kids get the floor, you know, because adults get the furniture first. But if I walk into a room and there's, you know, very few chairs left, I'll just sit down on the carpet, perfectly content to do so. Do you like eggs and how do you like them? I love eggs fried and I like them over hard. I do not like a runny yolk unless it's a particular dish, which usually is Eggs Benedict, which is one of my favorite breakfast dishes ever. Are you someone who would only be able to have sexual interactions with someone I had a close bond with? Or would I be able to have sex with someone whom I did not share or whom had extremely different political views from me? I don't know about a close bond, but at least some sort of connection, chemistry, trust. Just a little bit of each of those, because I'm very selective in that way. Also, you know, I just have to have those things to feel comfortable, to be naked, to trust them with my body, to allow them to use my body for their pleasure and pleasure my body, you know, to listen to me, to communicate. I need all those things, but it doesn't have to be like the one. We don't have to be going into a committed relationship. Would I be able to have sex with somebody that had extremely different political views? I'm very non-aggressively political. I don't like getting into it. It's very passionate for everybody when you get going. And I know some people, their political views leak into every facet of their personality. So, I mean, I want to say yes, but I know some people can't leave it at the door. So they say, you know. So, I mean, if it's just sex, I would say, yeah, we shouldn't be talking about politics. But I mean, I get that it breaks into like the belief system of that person and their morals. So I get it. I want to say yes, but I don't know. What are my current thoughts on the infamous internet video, 2 girls, 1 cup, versus what I thought when I first saw it? My thoughts are kind of the same. I'm kind of like, oh, you know, it's not really my thing, but as far as anybody else doing it, as long as you're doing it in a safe way that nobody gets sick or anything, hey, do what you gotta do. What is my skincare routine? My skincare routine is showering regularly and washing my face at night with just a simple cleanser, moisturizing, and like once or so a week, I do like a face mask. And that's not even anything fancy. I literally go to the grocery store, the supermarket, or Walmart, and I get one of those little masks in a packet that's like $1 to $2, and I just put it on. It's more of just like a relaxing routine. If GWA had suddenly become a place where its content creators were paid, how much do you think it would change GWA And what do I think it would change? Oh, I think it would make everything more aggressive. You would want to be the first to put out certain scripts so you can sap up all the votes. You'd want to, you know, get the best scripts. I think there would definitely be some behind the scenes stuff about, hey, you're the best writer, so if you write for me, I'll throw this your way. You know, like, I think it would just become this huge exchange, and I think it would take a lot of the expression and doing whatever you want and changing up things. For example, I love impreg and breeding. I love doing it. I'm told I'm very good at it. It's kind of my niche, but I love the fact that if I want to do just a Eftum or a Ramble Fap, or, you know, like I just did the made one, the historical one, I don't have to stick to a niche because I'm good at it and I would get paid well. I can explore all facets, and I think that's what is so great about it. When it doesn't involve money, it's not a chore, it's not a job, it's just a form of expression and sharing that with others. Is what you have built so far on GWA something you can throw away as of right now? And where does it stand in terms of importance for you? I don't think it's something I could throw away just this minute. Like I said, it is a form of expression. I express myself not only sexually, you know, and discover things that I like and don't like, but I also express myself as a writer, as a recorder, as a performer. You know, and I work a lot, actually professionally, I work a lot, and this gives me a chance to be creative, to use that other side of my brain instead of the mechanical side. And it also has given me a lot of friends. I've invested a lot of time in it. And so, yeah, I wouldn't want to just throw it away. And where does it stand in importance? That's about where it stands in about importance. I mean, sometimes you need to change things in life, and sometimes some things don't go with you when you change. So I'm not saying I'll never get rid of it, or, you know, it won't fall to the wayside, but it's important to me. It's a very important time spender. Am I currently ready for a child or more children? I am. It's just a funny question because I'm into breeding and impreg, but seriously, I'm to a point in my life where I am seriously considering children and how I want to raise my children, and how I want to, sorry about this word, procure my children, looking for a partner, or if I want to foster or adopt, or what I want to do as far as having children. Is there a meaning behind my username? If so, what is it? So Ruthie is a name I was called growing up. It is my nickname, or one of them. So that made the name personal for me, the username. It gave me a way to be personal. And then Ren is actually from a fandom that I adore. And it's also kind of the makes of a part of my real name. So, it made it personal, kind of gave it this cool tone to it. So, Ruthie Ren has been a lot of fun. And some people call me Ren, and some people call me Ruthie. So, it's pretty cool. What is one pair of shoes you wear all the time or more than the others? It is a pair of black Chucks. Converse, just basic blacks. Second pair is a pair of gray Nike, like, track shoes, cross trainers, I guess. They're neutral and they're comfortable, and that's why I wear them so much. Are you hesitant to give out small physical details of yourself to your listeners? I am. I don't want to ruin the fantasy. I don't want to ruin the little world that we've created, because it can dissuade you. I mean, it just does. When you're in those moments as a listener, you want to feel sexy, you want to feel wanted, and you also want to be in the moment in those complete ways. Same thing. That's why if you go back and listen to my audios, I really try to avoid nomenclatures about size and shapes and hair colors and eye colors. I even try to avoid scripts with names, which is a shame because there are some really great ones, but they have names in them. Like, I don't tell the woman that I'm touching that I adore her large breasts. I tell her that I adore her breasts and that they're soft and lush. And, you know, I don't tell her they're big or small because a big-breasted woman might not like hearing that I love touching her small breasts. It pulls you out of the scene. And as a performer, you want to keep them in the scene. What is an item that I absolutely must splurge on anytime it's around, whether generic or knockoff or the real deal? Sunglasses. I am infamous for my collection. I've almost got a pair for every week of the year, and I don't see myself stopping anytime soon. That being said, most of them are cheap because I break and lose them often. If I had actually every pair of sunglasses I've ever procured in my life, I would have possibly double, if not triple, the amount of sunglasses I have right now. So, and that's why I'm glad I buy them cheap as well. Would I ever consider doing a meetup with someone I've met off GWA or a live sex collaboration to post for all of us to hear? Meetup? Sure. I have met a lot of, I say meet, but I mean, I've talked to a lot online. Even, you know, some people FaceTimed and become really good friends with that I would love to meet up with. It's just a really good community where you just kind of have this camaraderie. Live sex collaboration is not really my style. It's just not. Even a live, like a script performance where it's not even real sex, but it's just an audio performance. Doing it live together in person, I think I would just be like all in my head. Like it would just be so surreal. So I'm not even sure I could pull that off. Do I consider flirting with someone online or through text cheating? I consider it cheating if you have a goal for it to become more, to feel more. I love banter. I love flirting. And most of the time when I do so with my listeners or with other voices or writers, I do so because it's fun. It's just fun. And I don't ask because my intent is not to drag them away from their significant others. My intent is not to hook up with them, you know, or anything like that. But if it was, you know, if I had a significant other or if they had a significant other and they flirted to the extent to want more or to feel more, to me that is cheating. During sexy times, rate these from most arousing to least arousing on a lady. Okay, I'm just going to list them out. Most arousing, starting woman in a men's dress shirt. That's just classic sexy, and it has so many implications. Number two, I'm going to say black lace bra and panties because they're classic, they're simple, and lace is sexy. Third, we're going to go with French maid outfit. Black, white, crisp, revealing. It makes me think of, of course her name's going to escape me. But the character's name is Moira on American Horror Story when she's the younger maid. I love that contemporary, but yet old school look that she had going with the garters and the pencil skirt, loose blouse, coiffed hair. I loved it. That would be more my speed instead of the frill, the French frill. Next, nurse uniform. Actually, I think scrubs are actually quite sexy. I'm sure it means the cheapy looking ones, but you know. And finally, the Catholic schoolgirl uniform. I just think it's way overdone. So to me, that's least sexy. If I were to develop a crush on someone I met on GWA, would I tell them? Yeah, I think I would tell them. I would tell them now. Would that realistically go anywhere? Who knows? But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong in telling somebody that I adore you, that I like you. You know, you can develop crushes on people. It's okay. For the rest of my life, I can only eat either untoasted white bread, crunchy peanut butter sandwiches with the crust still on, or cold watery tomato. I'm gonna stop right there. I don't like tomato soup or tomato a whole lot. I'm very particular, so I will go with peanut butter because also peanut butter, even with the crunchy, is still one of my favorite things to eat. I literally am guilty of, like, in the middle of the night, going and getting a spoon and taking a spoonful of peanut butter and just eating it, and then, taking a sip of milk directly from the carton to wash it down. So, oh gosh, I'm sure I just helped a lot of people cringe there. You must experience the storm before you can see the rainbow. Why or why not is this quote bullshit? Okay. Rain's not a bad thing. Storms aren't bad things. They wash a lot away. They're exciting. They're electric. You know, they're torrent. Sometimes the rainbow's not the big thing that you learn anything from or that you experience or that you feel alive. Sometimes it's the storm. What was my first cell phone and could I have it now and be content? My first cell phone was a little bitty blue Nokia track phone I got when I turned 15 and started driving. I paid for it myself, and it was if I ever broke down, then it turned into the normal thing, you know, where we use it more often. Could I have it now and be content? No. Everything's on my phone. Plus, my phone's my camera. And when I'm lost, it can be a map and, you know, all these things. Does a sexual romantic partner's height matter to you? Nah, it doesn't matter to me. Is there such a thing as being too young to know what love is? And is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? I wouldn't say too young. I would say too inexperienced. Because I have met some 23-year-olds that outweigh experience a 40-something-year-old. And, you know, people say, you're 22, you're too young, you don't know. Some of the younger crowd does know. Most of them don't. Most of them are just learning, which is fine, but I always leave room open for those special cases. Do you fall in and out of love? I think if you truly, truly love somebody, you don't ever fall out of love with them. You just realize that as much as you love them, you don't work. And that's fine. It's not the end of the world. And it doesn't mean you hate them or that they're bad people, that you're bad people. There are a great many people I love that I know I could never date or marry or live with, even at a friend capacity, because we just do not mesh that way. Would I be able to make a turkey for like Thanksgiving all on my own? Yes, I can, and I have, and I'm pretty damn good at it, I think. Do I like the taste of alcohol? I do like the taste of alcohol. It gets me in trouble. I am a whiskey girl, so I actually enjoy a good whiskey on the rocks. And when I go over to Europe sometime in the next couple of years, I cannot wait to visit some distilleries over there. Would I integrate a caregiver little dynamic or a master pet dynamic into your romantic relationship, or would I consider that strictly for the bedroom? For me, the bedroom. I'm far too independent and busy to deal with a relationship like that outside of the bedroom. Now, dating is different. That's not the dynamic we're talking about. I can care about people. I can boss them around if they need it, give them motivation. But as far as that dynamic in its entirety, not outside of the bedroom for me. It's too much. I've got too much going on. Do I have a signature fragrance? If so, what is it? There used to be this fragrance. They don't make it anymore. I can't even tell you the name. It's been a good 10 years now. But it smelled kind of like a cream soda. It was a smell I've never found again. I've never, ever found it again. They also had a smell that was like a magnolia grapefruit and some other smells. They only had like 4 or 5 fragrances, and they were wonderfully different and good and fun. And I miss them so much. That cream soda one, though, was like my thing. Can I have a hands-free orgasm? I'd like to think I can. I'm pretty responsive. But I've never tried and I've never had one. So, you know. Do I think I'll be living in the same place in the next 5 years? Same house? Probably not. Same city? Possibly. Same state? Most likely. But I've also experienced a lot of change and growth and things happening in the last few years. So I know that stuff like that, geography, can change in a minute. Would I ever try, or have I ever tried, having a man versus wild type of adventure? I've never tried like a sincere man versus wild. I like roughing it. I go out camping. I enjoy that stuff, but not a sincere, you know, do everything, live off everything out there. I think it'd be fun to try. I'd really like to see how well I do and how crazy I get so I could know under pressure. Could I go vegan? No, I couldn't. I love seafood and fish and eggs and chicken. I love all that stuff too much. If I could only have sex where only one of the two of us would come, what would it be? And yes, this does mean for the rest of your life. Okay, so I have a partner and only one of us is going to come for the rest of our lives. I'm going to have to say them. Simply because it is more unsatisfying to me when my partner doesn't come than I don't come. So that's just the way I operate. What other subreddits do I frequent? Definitely the dirty pen pals, writing stuff, a lot of the voice stuff, throw in some DVD and some film stuff, reaction GIFs, and even some stuff like the breeding subreddits, the dad next door, the mom next door, things like that. Would I rather be without my tongue or my teeth? Considering losing my tongue means that I can't really talk and I can't really taste because I love food, I'm going to have to say I'd rather lose my teeth. Now, if I get false ones, great, but you know. The only pornographic material you are able to access on the internet is either my own audios of just me or laggy pixelated porn with no sound. Which would I choose and why? I'm going to go with the pixelated porn, and I'm just going to say that because when I listen to my audios, I listen with a critiquing ear. Like, I'll hear every little mistake, every little inflection. I'll hear how this line could have been better. You know, I wouldn't be able to enjoy it. And actually, in all the time that I've done my audios, when I've edited them myself and listened to them, only two of them have turned me on when I was listening to them. And I've put out quite a bit. So it would be a hard thing. Pixelated, I think, could definitely get me into it. And I would have a fun time coming up with my own stories as they have no sound. So I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about Ruthie. I hope I didn't disappoint any of you with my answers, but I'm just a person like anybody else. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm so glad we made it to day 8, and it will be over shortly. So I'm going to try to get out the next couple of things, and we'll see if we can't keep the ball rolling. Thank you so much. I adore all of you. You're wonderful. Talk to you soon.